Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, be sure to hit that subscribe button. It really helps the show. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have all sorts of updated reward tiers, including the big $200,000 Patreon reward tier.
Yeah, that update will happen today, the same day this video goes up, Thursday, June 1st.
So be sure to check it out. We offer a wealth of access, live streams, early content, et cetera, for your hard-earned dollar. We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. We have 10 designs. We might have another one up by now.
Yeah,
We're shooting this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we have Extreme Rules coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
6 confirmed matches so far as of Tuesday.
Yes, correct.
So it's entirely possible that more matches will be added to the card between now and Sunday. But right now, we are going to predict the outcomes of the 6 announced matches so far.
Yes, absolutely. So starting off with we have no idea what the pre-show match is going to be.
No.
My guess on the pre-show match is going to be Titus O'Neil. No. Titus O'Neil versus Kalisto. I think this is going to be Apollo Crews starting to turn heel, but we don't know that right now. We don't know what's going to happen. That's my early guess.
Okay.
On pre-show match. We don't have that though. But we have our 6 confirmed matches. Kicking things off, Hardys versus Cesaro and Sheamus in a steel cage.
Yes.
Hardys are going to go over here.
Yes.
The Hardys are the most, strongest book. Like, it's Roman Reigns and then the Hardys, and there's not that much of a gap between the two.
No, the Hardys have not lost, that I can recall, since they've returned to the WWE, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
This will defy the math of Hardys stand tall.
And on the go-home show.
On the go-home and then end up, yeah.
Well, they've stood tall at the end of every go-home show, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The odds of Jeff doing a swanton off the top of the cage, 100%?
Well, 99. Unless he gets injured, sometime during the match. And he literally, if his leg falls off, then there's a possibility that he's not going to swanton. But even in that case, I think he can still do a one-legged swanton off the top of the cage.
Correct.
I think that's still possible. Steve says Hardys.
Yeah, Larson says Hardys.
Okay.
No disagreement there.
Should we write down thing?
Oh, here? Yeah. I'll do that.
You do that.
You say Hardys?
I say Hardys. Absolutely.
Carry on.
Okay, next up. In the Cruiserweight division, 205 live match. Cruiserweight match, submission match. Neville versus Austin Aries.
Yes.
I say Neville's going to win this.
Why?
He's just too good. He's too good.
But what's next for Neville?
Well, Austin Aries stood tall at the end of the
Yeah,
he stood tall. Austin Aries stood tall. After this, I could maybe see them doing, like you mentioned in the Raw recap, for one thing, TJP still needs his title shot. I mean, I guess you could say that Neville, in order for that storyline to play out, Neville has to have the title, and that storyline is going to play out. So that has to happen. And on top of that, I think Austin Aries, I don't think they really think that he needs the title. Move Austin Aries on to Brian Kendrick or something.
Okay. But what does Neville move on to?
TJP.
Okay.
They can play that storyline out. Akira Tozawa, because he's coming off that really strong street fight. I could see them pushing him in the main event soon.
That's entirely possible.
yeah, I see those scenarios perhaps playing out, but I kind of feel that they're going to have to do this Neville TJP thing sooner than later.
I'm going to say Austin Aries wins.
Okay.
Because they need to mix things up a little bit.
Okay.
Aries, in his third attempt, finally gets that belt. Sure, I'm granted he'll have a rematch with Neville at the next pay-per-view or on 205 Live or something. But for some reason, I'm stuck on the concept of Hideo Itami moving over to 205 Live at some point.
Okay.
He and Austin Aries have unfinished business.
Yes.
Based on their time in NXT. Unfortunately, yeah. Austin Aries got hurt before that feud could happen.
Yes.
So that's an option.
Yeah.
Once Aries...
Especially now Tommy's heel.
Yes. Once Aries wins the belt, done with Neville, he can move on to maybe another feud in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's against Perkins. Maybe Perkins says, well, you couldn't hold on this. I'm going to show you how much I've learned, Neville, being your student. I'm going to go and reclaim that belt for myself.
Yeah, it could be.
Then at SummerSlam, maybe, we get Aries Itami for the Cruiserweight title.
Okay. What does Neville do?
Or Cruiserweight title. Neville?
Mm-hmm.
He could still do Tozawa.
Yeah, I could. Well, all right. Well, I don't think that this, that to me doesn't feel like a lock, though.
No, neither scenario feels like a lock.
That's not a lock, yeah.
Neither scenario is a lock. I mean, this match, I think, maybe more than any of the other ones, feels like a toss-up.
Yeah, I know. And yet this one, I kind of feel like they know exactly what they're going to do here. I feel like this has been decided. They're either decided they're going to run. The only thing that they might not know... they might be struggling with is just how good Neville is. Because I honestly think that's the thing. I think that Austin Aries probably would have won this by now had Neville not been just doing really, really strong work up until now.
But you can make the argument that Neville can continue to do strong work without the belt, and even his story with TJP can progress if Neville is not champion. It might add an extra layer to it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But... he looks so perfect with that belt.
Oh, he does.
And it adds so... The belt actually adds so much to his swagger. Otherwise, you're going to get sort of a... I don't know. I just feel like Neville's been doing such a good work that they're going to keep that going. I don't think there's really a reason for them to take the title off him. That's my thought.
Okay.
Steve says...
okay.
Neville.
I say Aries.
You say Aries. All right. So we've got our first split...
next, Alexa Bliss, Raw Women's Champion against Bayley.
This I don't know about.
Bayley.
I have Bayley written down here.
Here's the thing.
Typed out here.
They've been, especially on Raw this last week, they went so far in belittling Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that she needs to get a win. Otherwise, it's like they belittle her, and then they have her lose.
I'll be honest with you. Had it not been for the terrible This Is Your Life segment... I might have said Bliss.
Yeah.
That might have torpedoed Bliss's title run, which is one of those things where it feels like creative, a talent is going to be punished for something creative did. Because that was terrible.
It was bad.
And it was no fault of Alexa Bliss's that it was so bad. It was just really bad.
Yeah, it was not good at all.
So in that respect, I could see Bayley winning this. Let's take a look at the men. Because I'm looking at balance here.
Yeah, I did that too.
I'm looking at balance.
Based on my picks, it picks this very face heavy in terms of winners.
See, I've got... mine is actually heel heavy. Wait, how many are there? Three? Mine are even. I'm even here.
Yeah.
I'm even.
It's because you have Neville winning and I don't.
Yeah. Well, right now it's even.
Oh, and you have someone else winning that I don't have winning. Anyways, continue.
Okay.
So you going with Bayley or no?
I'm going with Bayley.
It makes the most sense.
It's locked in. I do get the general feeling, though, that WWE really likes Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I do too.
And I kind of get the feeling that they're not huge on Bayley right now. But then they did that whole big thing with her. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they do. And yeah, Bliss keeps on beating up Bayley with that kendo stick. So I think you're right. I think Bayley needs to come out on top.
Next,
Dean Ambrose versus The Miz. Miz wins thanks to interference from The Drifter. The Drifter literally sang about that on Raw this week.
I came up with an idea.
Okay.
So The Miz, during Ambrose and Drifter's match a couple weeks ago, interfered, hit The Drifter, allowing The Drifter to win by DQ.
Yes.
He replayed that last night. alluding to the fact that something like that could happen. Somebody could hit Miz, mm-hmm. and Dean would lose because of it.
Right.
Whether it be Maryse, because people have told us, you know, why doesn't Maryse just slap the Miz yeah. and start the match? He wins.
Yeah.
That's the story that's going to play out for the whole match.
Mm-hmm.
Miz trying to find a way mm-hmm. to get Ambrose DQ'd.
Yeah.
But I think Dean is going to eventually find a way to win the match because of that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a spot where either Drifter or Maryse, maybe someone else gets involved, is about to hit the Miz. Dean pushes the Miz out of the way, takes the hit himself.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the Miz gets DQ'd.
Yeah.
Ambrose wins by DQ.
Yeah, I could totally see that happening, too.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with
Ambrose is carrying that belt to SummerSlam.
Because what... I've said for a million years, I think it's going to be Ambrose, Samoa Joe at SummerSlam for the IC title. I think Samoa Joe is going to pick it up there. But I'm doing this in a vacuum.
Okay.
I think what's most obvious is going to be the case. That's what I think. Because sometimes most of the time they do whatever's most obvious is what's going to happen. Your scenario, I will admit, is probably more likely to happen. Because when they shove something in your face so much, then you know some sort of swerve is happening.
Yep.
But sometimes
they go the obvious route.
Sometimes they go the obvious route. I'm going to stick with the Miz here.
Okay. Next, mixed tag match. Yeah. Sasha Banks and Rich Swann mm-hmm. versus Noam Dar and Alicia Fox.
I have Noam Dar and Alicia Fox.
Same here.
Yeah. Sasha Banks and Rich Swann benefit nothing by winning this. And Noam Dar and Alicia Fox benefit everything by winning here.
Yes.
So I think that's kind of obvious.
Yes.
The big question is going to be, is Sasha Banks' presence on 205 Live going to matter? Is it going to make a difference for 205 Live? Are they going to be in the top 15?
Yes.
Yes. You think so? Yes.
That's my prediction. Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
Think yes. Crowd's
going to get a little happier to Sasha Banks. If that does actually happen, if they're in the top 15, then you're going to see more of this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, what I've been saying for a while.
You need
more crossover between 205 Live and Raw needs to happen.
All right. Well, this is the litmus test.
It is. Let's just go right to our main event then.
Okay.
Fatal 5-Way Extreme Rules match. Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt versus Samoa Joe. We did power rankings
mm-hmm.
on a Raw recap.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor topped those power rankings.
Yeah.
Does he still top your power
yes,
rankings, Steve?
He's winning. Yes, absolutely.
You say Finn. See, I've been...
You're going to say Reigns, aren't you?
No.
You're going to say Bray, aren't you?
No, for me, it's been a debate between Finn and Seth.
Okay. So you're going to say Seth?
I didn't say I was going to say Seth.
Wow.
Seth makes...
Exclusive.
For me, Seth makes the most sense.
Okay.
He makes the absolute most sense.
Okay.
But why? The way he's been... I've been saying it for a while. He's the guy that's strong enough that can go into the feud with Brock, be a believable contender...
Mm-hmm.
And eat a loss and not suffer anything because of it.
Yeah.
Seth can do that.
Yeah.
And he probably will face Lesnar at some point, remainder of this year,
mm-hmm.
eat that loss and be okay mm-hmm. because of it. I don't know if anybody else, except for Reigns, is in, you can say the same about.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Finn going in there,
yeah.
getting destroyed by Lesnar in 3 minutes and just getting decimated. It's not going to be good for Finn.
I've said too many times that I don't see the WWE doing that with wrestler XYZ. I'm gonna stop saying that. But I don't see the WWE doing that with Finn Balor.
I would like to think they wouldn't, but if they did it with Randy Orton, if they did it with John Cena.
This is why I think they're gonna do it with Finn now. To get it out of the way. I think they're going to do it now to get it out of the way so they can start doing with Finn what they... I could see maybe Finn Samoa Joe for the IC title at Survivor Series. That's how far I'm going. But Finn needs to get this sort of out of the way, like, quickly. And I think they just need to do it. And I think they just want to do it.
If that's their mentality, that they want Finn to face Brock for the Universal title and they're going to do it now just to get out of the way,
mm-hmm.
then do something else.
Mm.
Because it's not going to benefit Finn at all.
I don't think he's going to get destroyed in 3 minutes, though. I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't see that. I don't see them.
Here, this is what's going to happen. This is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to pick Finn to win this Extreme Rules match.
Now you're picking Finn?
I never officially picked Seth. Laying out my case why I was having a hard time deciding between Seth
why
and Finn.
Why are you picking Finn?
This is what I think is going to happen. So Finn hit Bray with the coup de grace on mm-hmm. Raw. And would have pinned him if not for Samoa Joe throwing Finn into the ring post and getting the pin himself.
Mm-hmm.
So at this match at Extreme Rules, there's going to be something involving Finn and Bray again.
Okay. All right.
And maybe something happens where Finn gets the better of Bray and in the end wins the match.
Mm-hmm.
Bray takes issue with that. So at Great Balls of Fire, we don't see Brock destroying Finn in 3 minutes. Maybe they have a match, a little back and forth. Bray comes out and interferes.
Could be.
That way, Finn doesn't get destroyed and doesn't need a loss and continues his point, which builds to an eventual feud between him and Lesnar, that he's the only guy that can beat Lesnar.
Yeah. Here's another reason why I think I could see them doing Finn this quickly is to see how Finn looks in there with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because I know it's supposed to be Reigns, but Finn might be a decent plan B for them at WrestleMania next year. I think maybe they want to see, let's see what Finn looks like. Let's see if Finn is believable in there against Brock. Let's see if people will buy that. Let's see if people will buy into that. So I think there's any number of reasons why Finn's going to win this thing. Although I guess Reigns, the strong case can be made for Reigns and then have Braun screw him over it.
Yeah, that's a likely scenario
great
too.
Great balls. So I can maybe see that too.
They certainly have been booking Reigns as unbelievably strong.
It is really interesting to see what they think of Seth.
Let's pose this question to each other. Who's going to take the loss? Who's going to get pinned?
Because this is not elimination.
No. I don't believe so.
Well, easy money would be Bray.
True.
But
especially if Finn were to pin Bray.
Yeah.
Because the original plan for the
Reigns
summer was...
Reigns has been standing tall. Reigns has been standing really, really tall. Is he set for like a huge loss here?
I'm saying Finn pins Bray. And it's all to set up the Finn-Bray storyline that...
What about Finn pins Joe? That leads to Joe interfering in Great Balls. Joe was talking about Finn. He was literally watching his 24 special.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Finn pins Joe.
Okay.
And if we end up tied, that'll be the tiebreaker.
I don't know if we can end up tied.
Not a possibility?
I don't know. We differ on two, so I guess we could, yeah.
We differ on two.
Yeah, we could.
So, yeah, there you go. There's our tiebreaker.
Yes.
If Neville wins and Bliss wins, then it's a tie, right?
Yep. No, if Neville wins and Ambrose wins, it's a tie.
Oh, we're agreeing on Bailey,
If Aries wins and Miz wins, it's a tie.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I'm probably going to wear the shirt again, but whatever.
Yeah, you probably are, because I'm the best at predictions.
Well, you are, since there's consequences. Before that, you were awful.
Oh, well, yeah, because there are no consequences.
Exactly.
Consequences are everything. If something's on the line, the pressure shot. Give me the ball, Larson.
Okay.
I will sink it. I'm the Michael Jordan of predictions.
I played basketball with you.
I know, and look at what the result always was. Usually was. Anyways, that's it for predictions.
We might amend this video.
Yeah, we might show up again.
Something after the sign off with us with different shirts on. It's because more matches got announced.
Because it's like a pre-show match or some crap like that. Okay, yeah. Let's just ask. We'll do this now.
Okay.
Goldust, R-Truth.
Goldust.
Yeah, I think Goldust goes over there. It's funny, though, because it's like, oh, man, Goldust is going to put over like a younger talent. No. Titus O'Neil versus Kalisto.
Titus?
Yeah, it's Titus brand. Of course it is.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. If it's those matches, we don't need to come back. If there are other matches, we'll come back very shortly.
Yes.
But barring that, let us know what you guys think in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.